thank God for every prayer point that has been raised. God bless you. Let's thank God for every vessel that he has used. Let's bless the name of the Lord for sending his word to us. Let's thank God for giving us confidence in the place of prayer. I want you to just be grateful to God. Be grateful to the Lord God Most High. Be grateful to the ruler of heaven and earth. Be grateful to the one who holds the whole world in his hands. Be grateful to him who said he will never leave nor forsake us. Be grateful for the one, even to him, who has brought our children, our families, the church, and the nations under his wings. Lord, we bless your holy name. We thank you for showing us the path, oh God, in your word. Lord, that we are assured that, Lord, what is happening in the world is not by mistake. That you have the oversight and you are orchestrating events. You are the one ruling. Lord, your throne is not vacant. We are grateful and we bless you in Jesus' precious name. And Lord, we thank you for every vessel that you have used so far, oh God. Right from the opening prayer to the worship, to our young men on the drums, oh God. Lord, to the people who have led us in various aspects. Jehovah, we take nothing for granted because you have drawn us closer to you. Lord, you have opened our eyes, Lord, to how you walk in the lives of believers. Even as we continue, Jehovah, rain your blessings upon us and give assurance to our heart that, Lord, that which we have asked the Lord of, he has answered unto us. Let there be more Samuel birth in this house. Lord, that will say, I ask this of the Lord, and he has given me. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Brethren, we are continuing in praying in Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. Let me read it. Job chapter 1, verses 7. I'll start from verse 7. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Does God know me like that? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear you for naught? Hast thou not made an hedge about him? And about his house, and about all that he has. Satan has looked around Job. I don't know what he's been looking at since January. Thinking that you are going to backslide. Thinking that by the end of 2017, they will say, oh, she was a Christian. He was a Christian. But God has confused him. But God has not granted him that desire. He said, thou, you have blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Satan knows that God does not play with you. But that was what he saw. But 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. If you have it, let's read it together as we continue in prayer. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. Let's go. We'll just read the first part. Let's go if you've seen it. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. The Lord, our refuge. I will say of the Lord, is my refuge. Let's go. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Amen. Satan is walking up and down, but the eyes of the Lord. That's why God is the one you have to make your refuge. Satan said to God, you can't stop me from parading. You can't stop me from patrolling. You can't stop me from going from one nation to the other. You can't stop me from doing this. But the God of heaven, his eyes, he sits upon the throne. And his eyes are going home to home, house to house, church to church, family to family, nation to nation. That's why he is enough to be your refuge. He is, say, God, you are enough, more than enough to be my refuge. He doesn't need to stand up. His eyes are doing the work. I don't know if you worked in an organization where they have cameras and they will just tell you this thing is happening and block this, that is happening there. Why? They have cameras, but God does not even need camera. You are going to arise and just thank God for how his eyes have been watching over your family, over your child. They put things in their mouth that they could have swallowed. Just at the time they could have swallowed it, your eyes got there. You pluck it out of their mouth. They are running. They could have fallen over chairs. God makes them just to fall on the other way. Lord, your eyes have been working. I acknowledge that you are my God. Your eyes have been working upon my family. Your eyes have been working over this family. Your eyes have been working, oh God, over this ministry. Your eyes have been working, oh God, over Lord the man. Over our women, your eyes have been working. Over our youths, your eyes have been working. Over our children, we say thank you. Thank you, Jehovah. Yes, Lord, in March, in April, in May, in June, in July, in August, September, October, November, even December. And the following year, your eyes have been going to and fro. Even where I could not get to, your eyes were there. In the name of Jesus, where the enemy was walking to and fro, up and down, my God, your eyes were frustrating his counsel. You were annulling his plan. You were frustrating his purpose. But Lord, I'm saying thank you. Over this ministry, over this nation, Daddy, we bless your holy name that your eyes have been working. Your eyes did not go tired. Your eyes did not stop. Lord, we are grateful. We bless you, Jehovah Shaddai. Every patrolling and monitoring work of the devil, God, you frustrated them and you will continue to frustrate them. You continue to annul them because your eyes are going to and fro. We are so grateful. That is why, Lord, we could go out of the house. Our going out and our coming in, you preserve. People ganged up at work to put us into trouble, but your eyes were going to and fro, and you were annulling their plan. You were confusing their work. You threw confusion into their midst because I was not there, but you were there. My brother was not there, but you were there. My sister was not there, but you were there. Oh God, we are grateful because your mercy, your mercy, your mercy. Oh God, even in my body, viruses wanted to invade. Sickness wanted to take place. But your eyes, your eyes, your eyes were going to and fro. And you stopped the work of the enemy. I am so grateful. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to thank God for you because you have been praying. You know when Brother Wiley said, this year he said, Lord, I don't want to miss vigil. And God helped him. I want to pray for you. Every vigil you have attended, the God of heaven will also account it to you as the sacrifice that needs to be rewarded. In the year 2017, every time you have hearkened to prayer, every time you have answered the call to prayer, every time you have not ignored the call to prayer, God, I say, everything that your children have asked of you, God of heaven, crown this year with your goodness. In those areas of life, oh God, that people will know of a truth, the God of heaven has visited them. Let there be a crowning. A crowning, a crowning in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to know that it's not easy in this time and age for people to say we want to do vigil. It is not easy. The challenge of the body wants to just say, let's go and sleep. And every time you have given up sleep, I decree over your life, over your home, that God of heaven will multiply grace and will pour his blessings upon you. Because why? You have known his name. He said, because he loved me. God will count it as your love for him. Because it will not just be a duty. It's your love, an expression of your love. That you want to be with your Father. The Lord God of heaven will use tonight to record it as an expression of your love. In the name of Jesus. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5. We are praying refuge now. We are continuing praying refuge. Zechariah chapter 2 verses 4 and 5. Let someone please read it. Let's share the reading so that we all stay awake and we all pray through. The Lord strengthen you, my brother. The Lord strengthen you, my brother. Who wants to read Zechariah chapter 2? Verses 4 and 5, we are still praying through refuge. These are the things that the Lord himself is doing.
Zechariah chapter 2, verse 4 and 5.
Yes, sir.
And said unto him, Run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited, its towns
sir.
Without walls, Amen. For the multitude of men and cattle therein.
Yes, Lord.
For I said, the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about.
Hallelujah.
And will be the glory in the midst of her.
I will say of the Lord, it is my refuge. Thank you, sir. The Bible says that you should say to her, say unto him, run, speak. This message is urgent. There are but few days for this thing to be as the Lord has said it. It is an urgent business. Run. Run. I pray that the year 2017, by the mercy of God, the things that appear to have been delayed, God will cause them to come speedily. Run. Somebody say run. Run, go and deliver this message. You are going to hold somebody's hand. Let this message come to you speedily. What is this message? Run, say unto him, speak unto this young woman. Jerusalem shall be inhabited. God will enlarge your coast as towns without walls. No more boundaries. A borderless expansion. A borderless expansion. A borderless expansion. Let it come upon you speedily. Let it come into your home speedily. Every limitation, everywhere where you have been hemmed in, everywhere where you have been choked, whether by space, whether financially, whether emotionally, the Lord sends me tonight to tell you, run, run. I said to you, my brother, and I said to you, my sister, your life shall be inhabited. It shall be like a town without walls. The Lord God of heaven will visit you with borderless testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, let there be the message, a speedy messenger in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the angel of expansion, the angel of expansion, visit your life. The angel of expansion, the angel of enlargement, visit your home in the name of Jesus. The angel of multiplication, the angel of help, come upon your life in the name of Jesus. Let there be a haste from heaven. Let the host of heaven locate you for this message. Locate you for this ministry. Locate you for this help. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray. Because we have declared that you are our refuge. Let it be. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. As the expansion is happening, God says, I will be to you a wall of fire. No jealous eye will stop this that God is doing. No spirit of envy will limit what God is about to do. Because it will be your wall of fire. God will be your wall of fire. God will be your protection. In the name of Jesus, take somebody else's hand and begin to declare, this expansion is unstoppable. This enlargement is unstoppable by the mercy of the living God. Because you have made the Lord your refuge. He is your wall of refuge. He is your wall of fire around you, around your family, No limits. No limits. No limits. No limits. In your life, in your home, in your calling, in the name of Jesus, in your career, God is your wall of fire. You have made him your refuge. You have made him your refuge. He will defend you. He will defend you. He will secure you. Your enlargement is unstoppable. Your expansion is unstoppable. Envy will not stop you. Jealousy will not stop you. Harassment will not stop you. In the mighty name of Jesus, it will not stop your family. It will not stop your family. In the name of Jesus, for God is your wall of fire, even around you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Father. We have said of the Lord, he is our refuge. We say of the Lord, he is our refuge. We say of the Lord, he is our refuge. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let's pray the word of God to him. Let's remind him of his promises. He said it to the children of Israel. Someone please read Exodus chapter 12 and verse 13. By the mercy of the living God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Let's read 12 and 13. Hallelujah.
For I will pass through the land of Egypt night. And will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt.
Jesus.
Both man and beast. Mm-hmm. And against all gods of Egypt.
Yes.
I will execute judgment. Mm-hmm. I am the Lord. Mm-hmm. Verse 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood,
yes,
I will pass over you.
In the name of
and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt.
In the name of Jesus, your prayer, look for a partner. In the day of the Lord's judgment, my family will be spared. The blood will speak for me. I apply the blood upon my home. I apply the blood upon every member of my family. I cannot stop the Lord from passing judgment. But I stop the judgment from visiting me. I will not be visited by the Lord's judgment. Mercy will speak for me. The blood of Jesus will speak for me. It will speak for my family. It will speak for my children. It will speak for my husband. It will speak for Word Fountain Christian Ministries. In the day of the Lord's judgment, I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. In the day of the Lord's judgment, we will not be visited by his judgment. We will not be visited by the wrath of the Lord. We will not be visited by the judgment of the Lord. Lord, the blood will speak for us. The blood will speak for us. The blood will be our protection. The blood will be a barrier in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus upon the brethren in Swindon, upon the brethren in North Oxford, upon the brethren in Cowley, upon believers in this city, upon believers in this nation, upon believers, oh God, all over the world. In the day of the Lord's judgment, we will be speared. The blood will speak for us. The blood will speak for us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the edge of the blood. We thank you for the hedge of the blood. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Jehovah Shaddai. You are God, and so will it be. In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall not be consumed by the Lord's fury. We shall not be consumed by the Lord's anger. The Lord, who is a loving God, is also a consuming fire. But his blood will speak for us. The blood of Jesus will separate us. In the name of Jesus Christ. We start 1 Samuel chapter 20. I have made the Lord my refuge. I have made the Lord my defense. I believe you have. I believe you have. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Anybody with 1 Samuel chapter 20? From verse 1 to 3, please. Thank you.
David now fled from Naoth in Ramah and found Jonathan. What have I done, he exclaimed. What is my crime? How have I offended your father that he's so determined to kill me?
Jesus.
Verse 2. That's not true, Jonathan protested. You are not going to die.
Amen.
He always tells me everything he's going to do, even the little things. I know my father wouldn't hide something like this from me. It just isn't so. Verse 3. Then David took an oath before Jonathan and said, your father knows perfectly well about our friendship. So he has said to himself, I won't tell Jonathan. Why should I hurt him? But I swear to you that I'm only a step away from death. I swear it by the Lord and by your own soul.
And verse 4.
Tell me what I can do to help you, Jonathan exclaimed.
Hallelujah.
David replied, tomorrow we'll celebrate the new moon festival. I've always eaten with the king on this occasion, but tomorrow I will hide in the field and stay there until the evening of the third day. If your father asks where I am, tell him I ask permission to go to Bethlehem for an annual family sacrifice. If he says fine, you will know all is well. But if he's angry and loses his temper, you will know he's determined to kill me.
Jesus.
Show me this loyalty as my sworn friend.
Amen.
For we made a solemn pact before the Lord. Or kill me yourself if I have sinned against your father. But please don't betray me to him. Never, Jonathan exclaimed. You know that if I had the slightest notion my father was planning to kill you, I will tell you at once.
Amen. Let's stop there. Amen. Thank you, man. Amen. We just want God, because it's our refuge, to expose every plan of the wicked one. He has control over dreams. He can show vision. God can bring you into, he can open your eyes to see what the plan of the enemy is. That God, in your mercy, share the plan of the enemy, expose him. Just bring it to light. The Bible says the enemy hides to strike. But God himself shines his light in the darkness. We are going to pray. Father, don't let me sleepwalk in life. Don't let me walk in ignorance. Jehovah, by your mercy, Lord, let there be exposure. Lord, of the works and the plots of the wicked one. Even the one is thinking of, Lord, expose them. Concerning our families, concerning the church, concerning, oh God, this nation. Lord, by your mercy, every network of wickedness, Daddy, in the secret places, the things that men are hiding, Lord, expose them. By your mercy, the plan of terrorists, Lord, expose them. The plots, oh God, of wicked people, Daddy, expose them. In the name of Jesus, as you help David, Lord, you raised up Jonathan. Daddy, let there be an access. Give us access, Lord, into the mind of the wicked one. In the name of Jesus, because we have made you our refuge, because we have made you our fortress, Lord, expose the works of the wicked one. In dreams and visions, expose the works of the wicked one. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us, O God. Help us, Jehovah Shaddai. Not, O God, we walk blindfolded in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that nothing will be hidden. For even as you did not allow anything to be hidden from David, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Because every secret thing, even the secret intention of men, are known to you. You know the thoughts of men from afar. Every plan and plot of the wicked. Things, oh God, that have been connived and worked upon. Daddy, let there be exposure and bring disgrace upon the works of the wicked. Let their plots not prosper. Let their counsel not stand. In the name of Jesus Christ, Daddy, as you frustrated the plan of Saul, Daddy, everyone that has been raised up as a soul to torment and to trouble the mind of your people, Jehovah, we pray, expose it in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be no hiding place for the mind of the wicked one. Let there be no hiding place for the connivance of the wicked one. Every conspiracy in the pits of hell, Lord, expose them in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. You know, God defended Mordecai. All that Mordecai did was to make the Lord his refuge. And he was in a place where pride was reigning. But God defended him. I don't know, maybe someone is here. You are walking in a place and you know that the spirit of pride is ruling. And they are just thinking they can belittle you. They speak as they like. Tonight, talk to God. I have made the Lord my refuge. And one with God is the majority. Jehovah, everywhere they have been overlooked, it is time for them to look again and see your glory. Everywhere I have been overlooked, everywhere I have been overlooked, Daddy, it is time for them to look again and see your glory. It is time for them to look again and see your beauty. It is time for them to look again and see your goodness. My God, my God, my God, do not let my life be determined by what they have seen. Don't let my life be determined by what they have said. Don't let our lot in life be determined or decided by what they have thought. Lord, let them look again and see your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. Well, you see, when your identity and your security is anchored upon who God is, your peace cannot be taken. When your identity and your security is not rooted in your car, your house, your certificates, your degree, your pedigree, the places you have been, the places you are coming to, when it is just anchored on Christ, when Christ has become your cornerstone, when it becomes the one who determines who you are, where you are going, you realize that life begins to unfold. We want to ask the Lord that, God, we have made you our refuge. We have declared that that's who you are. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 8 is what we are using to pray this one. This is the response of the Lord. Because you know who you are. Because you know who you are. Because you know that He is your refuge. Because you have set your affection upon Him. Because you know His name. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 8. It is time for Him, for God to respond. Even in the remaining few minutes that we have. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 8. Let's go 7 and 8. Amen. Yes, please. Jeremiah 1, 7 and 8. Amen. Amen.
The Lord replied.
The Lord replied. You are hearing the Lord's reply tonight. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Don't say I'm too young.
Hallelujah.
For you must go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you.
Yes, Lord.
Verse 8. And don't be afraid of the people.
Yes.
For I will be with you and will protect you.
In the name
I, the Lord, have spoken.
Amen. Say the Lord has spoken. Lord Once has spoken. You have spoken, twice I have heard. Power belongs to the Lord. Oh, once you have spoken, twice I have heard, salvation belongs to our God. My soul waits patiently, Lord, silently. Oh Lord, you are my rock, my refuge, my strength, salvation belong. Now for the future we are going into, the remaining days of 2017, the year 2018 we are approaching. The Lord said, don't be afraid of anybody's face. Don't be afraid of their counsel. Don't be afraid of their plotting. This is for the future. Because you have made the Lord your refuge. Because you have shown him that you love him. Because you know his name. He said, don't be afraid. You will not be afraid of anything. Well, don't even say you are a child. Because God has put his spirit in you. He is the spirit of greatness. He is the spirit of greatness. I want you to begin to say, God has spoken to me. I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid of what tomorrow holds. I will not be afraid in December. The month of December, I'm speaking what God has spoken to me. I'm speaking it over the month of December. I'm speaking it over the year 2018. I'm speaking it into my future. I will not be afraid because God is with me. I am not a child because I have the presence of the Holy One. I have the presence of the Ancient of Days. I carry the strength of the Most High God. I carry the wisdom of the Most High God. I carry the favor of the Most High God. I am clothed with the glory of the Most High God. December, hear the voice of the Lord. We are coming by the grace of God. We are not afraid. Our journeys are preserved. Our homes are preserved. Our men are preserved. Our women are preserved. Our singles are preserved. Our youths are preserved. Our children are preserved. The plan of God for our life is preserved. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have the ability to fulfill the plan of God. In the name of Jesus, God has spoken to us. And that is our testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. What has the Lord spoken? Jeremiah 42, verse 11. I have said of the Lord, he is my refuge. And the Lord himself is speaking back. He's speaking that I will deliver you. I will be present with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Let's read verses from verse 9 to 11. Please. Hallelujah. Someone please read and let us read prophetically in the name of Jesus.
God. Jeremiah 42 verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
He said to them, you sent me to the Lord, the God of Israel.
Yes, Lord.
With your request.
Yes.
And this is his reply.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 10.
Yes, Lord.
Stay here in this land.
Yes, Lord.
If you do, I will build you up.
Yeah,
and not tear you down. I will plant you and not uproot you. For I'm sorry about all the punishment I've had to bring upon you.
Jesus.
Do not fear the king of Babylon anymore, says the Lord.
Anymore, do not fear him.
For I am with you and will save you and
Lord.
Rescue you from his power.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. God said, it is time for you to be settled and established. Amen. You sent me to present your supplication before God. And he said, don't move out of this land. You're going to pray for all our brethren, believing God for their stay. By the mercy of the living God. That this is the word of the Lord for them. That God will help them. They will abide in this land. No matter the rule. The changes to the rule will not uproot them. Policies will not uproot them. He said they will build in this land. They will not be pulled down. They will not be sent out. God will plant his own. God will not allow them to be plucked up. In the name of Jesus Christ. God said he's even sorry for the way they have suffered. If God has repented, who will not allow the will of God to be done? God said he's sorry for how you have suffered. Else God said it is time. He will deliver them. He will show mercy to them. I'm going verse 12. God will have mercy upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we bless your holy name. For you have spoken, O God, that, Lord, you will establish your people. Lord, you will show mercy. Lord, you will settle them. My brothers, my sisters, hear the word of the Lord. You will not be uprooted. You will not be plucked out. This land will not vomit you. In the name of Jesus, where you have been squatting, you will settle. Where you have been squatting, you will settle. Help will locate you. God will make exceptions to the rule. Because of you, there will be exceptions to the rule. Yes, you will buy land. You will settle down. You will be enlarged. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want us to declare what God has said. I don't know what level your application may be, or even you have no application. The counsel of the Lord, because you have made the Lord your refuge. Theresa May will not become an enemy. Whoever is the Home Secretary will not be an enemy. Lord, whatever your situation may be, it will turn around for good. I want you to declare that we see our brethren established. We hear the voice of rejoicing. We hear the voice of hallelujah. Everyone who has been tarrying, everyone who has been waiting, everyone that has been spending, everyone that has been saying, when is it my turn? Lord, we call their turn to be now. We call their turn to be now. We say it is their turn now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. I want you to go home. Wherever you're, if you have it at home or not, that parcel, that paper, the last letter or the first letter, just declare Jeremiah chapter 42 verse 11 over it. That God, this letter will have to be turned to settlement. Amen. By the mercy of God, no matter the level it is now, because you said you will not allow me to be plucked out. Lord, because you said you will not allow me to be pulled out, I receive the favor and the wisdom to know the way to go. I receive the change in policy. Lord, by your mercy, in the name of Jesus. Today, we were talking about stamp duty being removed. You don't know what it took the government to remove that little element and say, we want to help people. Heaven will help you. Policies will come out to help you. The things they thought they couldn't do, God will provoke them to do it. Every bar they have raised, every bar they have raised to make it difficult for it to be your turn, God will pull down the barriers. They will begin to discuss how to help you, how to favor you. In the name of Jesus Christ, so will it be, because you have made the Lord your refuge. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. Finally, Acts 18, verse 9, even as we all rise up to our feet, this is something that the Lord also said, and I hope someone here will find it as the word of God to them. Hallelujah. We're reading verses 9 to 10. We'll probably read to verse 11. Amen. Someone please read Acts 18, 9 to 11. Amen.
Acts 18, yes, 9 ma'am. To 11. One night, mm-hmm. the Lord spoke to Paul, he's speaking to us,
hallelujah.
In a vision, mm-hmm. and told him, don't be afraid, mm-hmm. speak out, don't be silent, mm-hmm. for I am with you,
amen.
And no one will attack and harm
oh,
you.
Oh, Jesus.
For many people in this city belong to me.
Amen.
So Paul stayed there, yes, for the sir. Next year and a half, teaching the word of God.
Amen. What Fountain Christian Ministries. We want to pray concerning our evangelistic effort. That no one will be afraid to go out. In the name, that's why God has put us. We are a city of refuge ourselves. Amen. A place that people should come to, get to in Swindon, go to in North Oxford, go to in Cowley, and know that God is real. He said, if you have been afraid in 2017, he says, Paul, God is waking you up. It's a voice of the Lord to the church. A voice of God to the women. A voice of God to the men. A voice of God to the singles. He said, be not afraid, but what? Speak and hold not your peace. For I am with you, and no man will harm you. No one will set on you to hurt you. For God has much people. There are much people that God wants to save. People that will say, of a truth, we've been waiting. There is no time we go out on evangelism that people have said, who are you? We don't want to hear you. There has been no time. No time. I want us to pray. Lord, retain the fire in those who already have the fire and ignite the fire in those who are still yet to have the fire. Lord, make each one of us people who will speak in the name of Jesus. I want us to pray, Daddy, by your mercy, that confidence, Lord, to be go out and speak, whether corporate evangelism, personal evangelism. Lord, help us that to know that you are sending us out, Lord, with evidence, not just the word, but with the demonstration of your power. In the name of Jesus, that, Lord, the city will hear your voice. Oxford City will hear your voice. North Oxford will hear your voice. Lord, Swindon will hear your voice. Let's pray for all other churches that are pressing on and making the name of God to be heard. Lord God, be with them. Strengthen them in the name of Jesus, in the cities, in the nations. Jehovah, let your voice be heard again in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we cannot but speak, even as the apostle said, we cannot but speak. I cannot but speak. Let it be the cry of the men. We cannot but speak. Let it be the cry of the women. We cannot but speak. Let it be the cry of the singles. We cannot but speak. Let it be the cry of our youth and children. We cannot but speak. Lord, let the passion to speak the word, to speak your goodness, the good news, Daddy, let it consume us. And Lord, make room for the word. In the name of Jesus, we ask for opportunities in the month of December. Opportunities to knock on doors and tell people about the love of Jesus, that they may come and make the Lord their refuge. For the Bible says, if you also make the Lord your refuge, Lord, that we will invite people to come and make you their refuge. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we will speak boldly to souls to come and make you their refuge. And Lord, that no one, oh God, will be slack concerning this assignment. That is one way we demonstrate our love for God. We call on him. We also go for him. Thank you, Father. I want us to pray for the young man, the young boy that Stame talked about. Imran is his name. I'm sure we've seen him around us. Amen. That operation, this in the month of December, will honor God.
Amen.
It will bring glory to God. That the doctors, the surgeons, the team that will operate upon him, they will not do it in their own wisdom. Their skills are good, but the presence of God will make the most, will make a difference. And God will give him strength in his innermost being. And his recovery, not just the operation, his recovery will be miraculous. In the name of Jesus, pray for Imran, pray for the mother. Pray for the father, pray for the sister, pray for Sister May and the family. That God of heaven, you will take over. We make you the refuge of Imran. We hide him under the shadow of your wings. Lord, let your feathers, your comfort be around him. Lord, that 18th of December, Lord, we speak life over that operation. In the name of Jesus. Lord, under the shadow of your wings, Imran will dwell. You alone will stretch forth your hand to heal him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Daddy, we speak to his bones. We speak to his flesh. We speak to his blood. We speak to his mind. Lord, let life, oh God, flow freely. In the name of Jesus. Let every equipment function. Let medication respond. Let there be no side effects. Let there be no contraindications. Daddy, by your mercy, let there be no emergency. Let there be no blood problem. Daddy, we are praying. Let that infection dry up by your spirit, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse his blood. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus cleanse his bones. In the name of Jesus Christ, Daddy, let there be repair and restoration. Let there be healing and wholeness. Lord, we pray for the mother, for the strength in her heart. Lord, for courage in her heart. Lord, for wisdom as how to help the boy. And Lord, and we pray for the whole family, even for your daughter, Sister May, that Lord, you will guard her in the name of Jesus. No one will look at Imran with the eyes of pity, but they will look at him with the eyes of testimony of what the Lord has done. Let this journey to the UK, O God, let it be a turning point. In the name of Jesus Christ. Daddy, we are grateful. Is there anyone who is sick in the body? Are they here or at home? God, we have made you a refuge. The Bible says no plague will come near our dwelling. You said, oh God, the pestilence that wastes at noonday and the one that wastes in the day, in the night, Lord, they will not find us, oh God, because you will sanctify the air we breathe in. You will sanctify the ground we walk in. We speak concerning the winter that is coming. We are not victims. We are already victorious. We preserve our lives in the blood of Jesus. Even the darkness will not harass us. Lord, we thank you because your presence will make a difference. In the name of Jesus Christ. I just want you to thank God for the month of December. That God will crown this year with his goodness. According to Psalm 65 verse 12. God, everything called goodness, we call into December. The month of December, the womb that is bringing you will speak favor of the Lord. We ask that you come with goodness overload. Goodness overload. Goodness overload. We are not looking to Father Christmas. We are looking to our God of heaven, the Father of all good comfort, the God of all mercies. Lord, our children are looking to you. We ask for tangible gifts. Lord, intangible gifts, spiritual gifts, material gifts. Lord, load it into our lives. Load it into our homes. Load it into our ministry. In the name of Jesus. Daddy, let life favor us. We speak to the month of December. From day one to the end, you will be a month of laughter. All that God has put in our hearts to do, we shall accomplish. And Lord, we will return with testimonies of how we overcame in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Most High God. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's give unto the Lord a love offering. Let's praise and thank God for answers to prayer. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you all for staying up. Thank you for praying through. The next time we meet will be watch night service. Wouldn't that be awesome? We'll cross over night. Will you not invite your friends and tell them that God is ready to usher them into the new year? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm.